Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The advice given on the following program does not necessarily represent the views of iHeartMedia, its management, and staff. Since individual situations can and will be different, please consider this when exercising any options given by our guests. It's time to get your retirement plan in order. Welcome to the Empowered Retirement Show with Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman, CFP. Reach out to the Empowered Financial Team now at 608-212-7300 or visit their website, EmpoweredFM.com. Now, here's your hosts, Pete Cymbalak and Nick Thoman.
Welcome back, everybody, to a warm, muggy summer Saturday morning. This is Pete Cymbalak, and Nick Thoman is not available with us today, but he is still a certified financial planner. We're with Empowered Financial Management over on the west side of town. Our number, as always, 608-212-7300. 608-212-7300, and our website, EmpoweredFM.com, EmpoweredFM.com. Got Sean on the boards, and Nick is off having a well-deserved time away. You know, this is his daughter's last, you know, finishing up high school season and softball and things like that, and Nick's whole life has surrounded, you know, the kids and athletics, and now it's going to change for them. So,
I've got nicknames for you and Nick now. He's wheels and your wings.
That's right, because I've done a lot of traveling, seeing my new grandson, and of course, as soon as the kids move away, that's when the grandkids come. But you know, we are here talking about retirement, and we have a good time. We laugh a lot on this show. And but we talk about some very serious subjects, but we do talk about them in a little different way. And you know, I was thinking, Sean, as we go through today's program, and today's program is really going to be about risk, and that's going to sound a little weird when I talk about, you know, here we are on vacation, right? I mean, it's summertime, and you go to church and they're going through Psalms rather than the regular service or whatever it may be. You know what it's like. We're kind of doing the same thing here. We're a little more relaxed, and so hopefully it's still really enjoyable. But we want to talk about risk because in this summertime, this particular year, we're going to talk about on this show some very specific things that are happening in the market right now. When I say the market, I just mean the economy, in the world economy, not necessarily in the stock market at this point, things that people need to be aware of. But I also think we need to talk about and go back to some very simple concepts. You know, I probably haven't talked about this in a while, but there's an acronym out there that helps you have the discussion about risk. And again, we're always talking about how does this relate going back to retirement. All right, and so that acronym is CAN, CAN. That's the question. How much risk can you take? And so we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show as well. And there's a lot of areas of risk that people just don't recognize. There is methodologies to investing. There's methodologies to saving. And people don't recognize what's out there in the transition. Have you ever seen people go up a mountain and they make it up just fine? Or maybe they're rock climbing. But how easy is it to get up versus how to get down? Right now we're going down the mountain. And actually, most people, if they're going to get hurt climbing a mountain, it's usually not on the way up. It's on the way down. There's a lot of extra risks. I liken it to this, and I'll finish up on this as we talk about risk, is have you ever asked a bus driver to get as close to the edge of the side of the road as they're going around a cliff?
No.
Especially if they have your kids in that bus.
No, yeah.
Right? Yet we have a tendency to do that with our money, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly. And so, folks, this should be fun. We're going to have a little lightheartedness. It is summer. It's vacation. Everybody's out and about. At the same time, the risk is in the water. It's there. Are you prepared for it? Have you done the proper planning for retirement? We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about it. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, making your retirement better. We are back in the danger zone. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Pete Cymbaluk here and Sean Preble on the boards. Hope you're having a nice, hot, muggy. We're having a hot, muggy Saturday morning, right? I'll tell you what, I still got out and golfed in that 90-degree heat yesterday, and I'm not one that's going to shy away from it. I don't wilt. I enjoy it. So I probably sweat a little bit more than I should, but hey, we're going to enjoy it. 608-212-7300 and empoweredfm.com, phone number and our website. Just a little bit of housekeeping. You know, we do have a webinar coming up on Tuesday at, I think we're doing it at noon these days. We moved it from 11:30 to noon just to make it more accessible for people during the lunch. It goes about 45 minutes, maybe sometimes a little bit longer. Some questions come up inside the program. But we're really talking, you know, we've been talking a lot about taxes. That definitely has been the hot subject. But to be true to who we are and how we function and why we do what we do, we've just modified that a little bit and we'll talk about taxes. But the truth is, we're talking about overall planning and risk management. Because, Sean, that's who we think we are. We are risk managers. And the problem is, for retirement, right? Helping people mm-hmm. through retirement. The problem is most people don't identify the risk, and that's why they need 360-degree views of what that looks like so they can cover that risk.
You think of driving your car, and you mentioned having that panoramic view, that 365-degree view. If you've got something blocking, even if it's one side of your vision, yeah. you're at risk. You're at danger by not accounting for that blind spot, Pete.
And to make it worse, if you don't know you're blocked and it's there, yeah. you're looking that direction. I just was the other night, couldn't sleep a little bit. I'm watching a little bit of, you know, you go on cable. And so it was fun, right? We had the Jaws theme at the end of the last segment. But I was watching Shark Attack stuff, right? There's like, I think at night, all channels are just Shark Attack.
That's it, yeah.
But there was an instance in Australia where this guy was out for a swim, and the whole beach was already evacuated. Why? Because there was a great white out there. It was a 16-foot female, you know, mature, great white, and they knew she was out there. So nobody else, he didn't care. He didn't pay attention, and guess what he did? He swam right into her path. It did not end well. But the point being is that was just a perfect illustration of that people don't realize, even though everybody around realized it, they did not realize the risk that they were putting themselves into. Now, they survived it. They lost their leg, so, you know, they didn't come out unscathed, but they survived it, and that's how we often look at risk. And, you know, that's the subject of the webinars we have on our website. We also have the ability, if you've never been through our retirement course, we do have the ability to go through our retirement course through our website. It's Empowered. You go to resources on our website, empoweredfm.com. And you can go through, there's like eight different modules, about 4 hours or so of information, and it will help cover some of those basics. Because, folks, it is the blind spot that gets you that causes the accident. That's what we don't want to have happen to you in retirement. So, and by the way, I'll just say this, if you need a second opinion, you're out there getting ready to retire, you just retired, probably a good idea to get a second set of eyes. And take a look at your situation. Do you have all the blind spots covered? Go through a process where you actually see the blind spots. 608-212-7300. You can call and make an appointment that way. You can go to the webinar. You can go through the classes. You can even register online. Lots of ways to get hold of us.
Pete, you know I'm easily distracted, and you bring in reading materials from time to time, and I see you've got some books in front of you.
I do.
This is not a repeat, by the way, from the other week when I asked, hey, Pete, what are those books in front of you? Because yeah. I always want to see what you're reading. What do you got this week?
Well, you know, so this week, again, we're associated with risk, And so what I have in front of me is a book called Prosperity in the Age of Decline. So it's funny you ask about this. I was going to talk about it a little later. We'll talk about it now. But I do want to say this. You know, when we talk about risk, and I'm going to start talking about this book a little bit, but, you know, people pay attention. When we're talking about this person that swam into the risk, be careful, because right now, Sean, did you see, it was back on like July 9th, there was an announcement by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo announced that, what were they doing? They're cutting off all the personal lines of credit. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
That I don't know, Pete. That I didn't get that far into.
So one of the reasons is because the Federal Reserve, you know, so I'm gonna jump to another subject and then come back and connect the two. So there's this thing called, have you heard these terms, repo and reverse repo? Not like somebody getting their car repoed, but this is a financial term.
I've actually seen a car be repoed before. Okay. I've never heard it in the financial world.
Okay. So what happens is banks lend money to each other and the Federal Reserve on an overnight basis. And those are called repos. You're replenishing the money for the reserves of the bank. And they'll charge each other like a treasury note or something like that. And I think the overnight has been the rate of return. Lately, it's been like 1.25%. Back in 2019, there was a period of time where things got really ugly in October of 2019, where interest rates jumped up to like 8%, some people say 10% overnight for lending between banks. Come to forward. Why do we bring this up? Because the Federal Reserve participates in this, and they're reverse repoing right now about $2 trillion out of the economy. So what that means is the banks, i.e. Wells Fargo, is going to have less in reserves. And because they kind of got busted creating these false accounts not that long ago, part of their governance, part of their penalties, is that they have to really go very tightly with some guidelines. And as the Federal Reserve pulls that money out, they don't have the reserves to cover those personal lines. Mm. So the point being, now Wells Fargo, it might be a canary in a coal mine, because what it's talking about is liquidity in the marketplace. And right now, with the Federal Reserve, they've already pulled $1 trillion out. They said they're going to pull another $1 trillion out over the next several weeks. That's a lot of money coming out of circulation between the banks, and we're going to wait to see if the banks slow down on lending, because it is lending that makes money get generated over and over and over again. You take that out, economy becomes illiquid, very quickly can turn into a 2008 situation. Mm. So folks, just be aware, right? Be aware of the danger signs. There's a shark out there. You might not want to swim in those waters right now. I'm not telling people to run away. I'm not telling people, oh no, it's ready to crash. But we all know at some point it will. It will, and it will come back. The question is, how big will it crash? How much will you get hurt? And how long will it take to recover? That's the question. Now, if you're near retirement, that's an enormous problem. So this is the time, folks. 608-212-7300. Get a second opinion. Go through a process where you see 360-degree view, get your blind spots in your retirement plan covered. Do you have them all covered? You don't know? I don't know? Let's find out together. So, Sean, Prosperity and Decline. So, I totally, I would recommend this book to anybody that is out there. It's not just for finances. Brian and Alan Bolio.
Okay.
So I actually grew up with the Bolio family. Now, really? not this family.
I was
right?
going to say.
But I mean, how many Bolios out there? B-E-A-U-L-I-E-O. Sorry, I-E-U. The only reason why you know how to say it is because I grew up with somebody with that last name. So yeah, they got to be related somehow. How many of those are there out there? Right?
Not many, no.
But this is a book that actually was written. It was written back in 2015.
Okay.
So it's not like just yesterday, but I got to tell you, just to give you a little bullet point, right? Protect your wealth in an age of turbulent business cycles. The reason I would say, especially if you are a small business owner, I think now is the time to take preparation for what they're talking about. These guys have been, their predictability, correctness, has been over 95%.
Wow.
So they've been very accurate in what they're seeing. Now, they're not this enormous voice that's out there where they're so big, right? Doesn't mean they're necessarily the best marketers for themselves. But their information has been bar none. So they talk about current cycles. This was written back in 2015. And by the way, they had a situation happening between last year and next year. Mm-hmm. They're sticking in recent interviews. They stick to their prediction that there would be a recession in 2022. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's just play that out for a moment. We just came through a pandemic where really, if you look at the numbers, hard, cold numbers, over the last year, we really only had about 2 months of actual recession because the government did throw so much money into the economy, right? Everything shut down. They threw lots of money in. Now, one of the problems when you throw money into a system, it's like anything. You get somebody hooked on something,
Yeah. It's
very difficult to pull that back out. The Federal Reserve has been doing quantitative easing. Originally, it was supposed to be a short-term fix. It was needed, right? It kept the system going. It gave lots of liquidity. There's some consequences to it. One of the consequences are we're hooked on it. So what happens when you take us off the candy, right? Same thing here. Now, all this money is being injected into the economy. The economy has seemed to have come back up. Now we have inflation. And by the way, this is, talk about risk. This is a very, and they predicted this, that inflation in the early 2000s, going into the mid 2000s, inflation is going to rear its head.
Oh.
And what are we seeing right now? And this is why I wanted to bring this up in this book, because what they're saying, we're seeing around the corner. So maybe there is going to be a recession next year due to the Federal Reserve pulling money out, inflation going up. Right now, they're talking about inflation at 4, 4.5, 5%. What if that sticks around? They're talking about it being transitory. It's temporary. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We'll wait and see. If it's not, well, then this mixture of pulling money out and inflation could be a really nasty hedge. If these guys are right, there will be a recession next year. Now, Sean, here's the big one.
Okay.
It'll recover. We'll go through some more business cycles. But by 2029 to 2030, their belief is that we'll be in a full onset depression through the 2030s. Up to probably 2036.
Does the book explain how to achieve what that title states?
Yes.
Really?
And that's what it's about. And this is why I would give people the recommendation to read this book. Be prepared, right? And now, yeah, so we're coming up on the break. We'll finish talking about this on the other side of the break. And then we'll go into, after that, a little bit more about risk and what is our can. Right? How much risk can we take? It's an acronym, folks. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, where we bring your retirement vision to life. Hey, everybody. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show. Pete Cymbaluk here. Sean Priebel on the boards. This is where we talk everything retirement, and we really lay it out here, right? We kind of go a little old-fashioned and talk realistic. We don't just play politics or splice our words or whatever that may be. We go right after it, right?
Yeah, we do. Do you think, by the way, half the people, when we started playing the little good old-time rock and roll,
had
the risky business theme of vision of Tom Cruise sliding across the...
I hope so. If they didn't, they need to go back and watch that, Yes. Right? Or at least that scene.
Yes.
So we are talking about risk and risky business. We were just talking about this book that I was reviewing, Prosperity in the Age of Decline, written by Brian Bolio and Alan Bolio. Highly recommend it. And, you know, Sean, you asked, are there some things that they give us in the book that we can take away? First of all, right, if you do some things, make some corrections, you might be able to avoid the problems coming. But you know what the number one thing we need to do? Is get along. politically. We got to get along, right? We got to be able to do, make the compromises and actually do the things we need to do to help each other. And in a highly politicized world, I just don't see that happening too well, right?
It's messy, Pete. That is.
It is very messy, and it's getting more messy. It's harder and harder to talk about politics. We're not here to talk about politics, but I'll say this, folks. About 80 or 90% of all the things, we all want the same things. We all agree on the same things. It's that 10% that we don't agree on, and we make such a big deal out of that. We focus on that 80 or 90%.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's a summer travel tip. Pack just one pair of shoes that goes with every outfit. Like the versatile, perfectly packable tree shoes from Allbirds. Find your pair of Tree Dashers 2, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
We want the same things, folks. We do. So let's easily six things that you must do. And this is regards to yourself and business. And then we will jump back into the regular part of the program. Number one, younger people have to learn how to live below their means and invest in their own future. Right? So they really have to learn how to buckle down now, and that will help them 10 years down the road. Number two, learning a second language. In addition to English, you need a second language. I think the natural inclination would be go pick up Spanish. In the book, they actually kind of think of French.
Interesting.
Because internationally, French is used so much. There are lots of cross-sections with Africa and over in the Middle East and Europe. And so just a thought.
I hear a lot of people talk Chinese as well, saying Mandarin and other dialects for Chinese may be a good way to go as well.
Makes total sense, right? I mean, they're the other economic world power that's out there that's growing very quickly. So it makes sense. Mm-hmm. But get a second language. Number three, each household, even households of one, should have multiple streams of income. Now, that's something we've been preaching for years and years. Don't rely on just one source. Number four, have an income that one of the Great Depression drivers stimulates specifically. So we're talking about demographics and inflation. So we won't talk about what those places are right now, but so you need to figure out how to drive income specifically off of demographics and off of inflation. Number five, our kids must pay off their entire debt load, or at least as much as possible by 2030. Don't carry debt into the 2030s. That's the theme. And then be ready to buy. So it isn't that you go away and you stop investing. It's that you put yourself in a spot to take advantage of tough things that can make them opportunities for you. So, you know, folks, we talk about risk on this show because it's about managing risks properly that allow you to have that successful retirement. I'm typically, you know, when I meet with folks, I'm meeting with people who have already done a good job saving money. If you, the average person going into retirement, the last number I heard was like about $128,000 is what they have saved up. That's not a lot of money, folks. Yeah. That's going to run out for most people. Maybe you have a pension to go along with your Social Security. Maybe your spouse has a pension to go along with Social Security. So maybe you have a good income stream. Congratulations. That's great. We hope that keeps you through. But $120,000, $130,000, $150,000, $200,000, that's just not a lot of money. It just isn't. We're typically meeting with people that have got, well, our minimum that we work with really is about $500,000. If you got a pension, we can go below that. But the reason I bring this up, it's all about managing risk. And you've done a good job saving up till now. Now what? Most people have a tendency to think, well, saving was easy. Spending will be easy. Well, that's not true. It's hard. Two very sad circumstances in retirement that happen because of risk. Number one, people run out of money in retirement, and that's a very sad situation. Number two, I think it might be even a more sad situation, is when you did a good job, you saved for retirement, and then you didn't spend it. You didn't spend it. Why? Because you're afraid of risk, right? It was easy to save. It's not necessarily now easy to spend. Folks, that's why you need the proper risk planning, because you want to enjoy that money. I was recently having a conversation with a client, and John said to me, obviously John is not his real name, but John said to me, he said, you know, I would like to maybe we could make a little bit more. Now, I got to tell you, Sean, our clients, the market has been very good over the last 12 months. Mm-hmm. It just has, right? You go July to July. I mean, I am doing reviews. People are anywhere from 20 to 50% up.
Oh, yeah.
In their investments. I mean, we've had a very good time. And I'm not promising that to everybody. I'm not telling you anybody specific, but it's been a very good, we're conservative in our nature. So we're not taking a lot of risk, and yet it's been very opportunistic for us to make money. And so this person said to me, Pete, I really think maybe we should take a little more risk. Maybe it's time to make a little more. I said, John, what's your goal? What's your goal? What's your purpose for taking a little more risk? Well, maybe I would feel a little better if we went from 10 million to 12 million. Like, all right, what's it going to do? What's going to be your benefit? What's it going to do for you, John, if you get from 10 million right now to $12 million? Are you going to spend any more? Because I can't get you to spend any money now. Go buy a second home. Go take this vacation. Go upgrade. Now, over the last couple of years, John's doing a better job spending. But the point being is, number one, the way the markets have been have kind of dropped a lot of people's guards to the risks that are going on in the market. John's no different. But it's also very sad when you have accumulated over $10 million and you don't spend it.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
I don't mean spend it all. But I mean, spend it. Enjoy it. It's a miserable position to be in when you're afraid to spend your money.
When we leave here today, I got to show you, there's a picture hanging on. I'm a huge Simpsons fan, as you're aware.
Yeah.
There's a picture hanging on my office door here at the radio station. It's a picture of Mr. Burns and Homer sitting side by side. And it's a scene where they're having this heart-to-heart talk, and Homer says to Mr. Burns, "Mr. Burns, you're the richest guy I know." And Mr. Burns replies by saying, "Ah, yes, but I trade it all for a little more." And I thought, oh,
right?
My goodness, there's something there. There's something, yeah, $2 million more and got $10 million. That's, yeah.
And it's, you know what? It's one thing to say that if you're spending it and you got mm-hmm. goals of giving it away. But this is where we come into this concept of what do we need? What's our rate of return? What are our goals? What do we want to accomplish? And folks, when we get to know somebody, we're spending time up front. Who's important to you? What's important to you? How do you want to spend your time? How are you going to spend your money? And by the way, Sean, these days, I don't care how much money they have. If I perceive they're not going to spend money, I walk away from those clients because they're miserable to work with. They're just miserable.
Money can't give you a hug, can
it? No, it cannot. So, folks, there are risks all around. We're going to wrap up this segment. We're going to come back digging into this risk paradigm that you need to deal with in retirement. Don't run out of money and don't not spend it. The balance in between gives you that peace of mind you're looking for. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, where we're bringing your retirement visions to life.
And consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
There we are, a little bit dangerous in retirement. The Empowered Financial Radio Show. Pete Zimbalak here, Sean Preble on boards. Nick Toman is out of office enjoying his last summer chasing his daughter around the country playing softball.
Since Nick's not here, we can tell everybody this is off of Nick's iPod, actually. The big guy, he's a big Roxette fan from...
That's it. Yes. That's it. You can find us at 608-212-7300 and empoweredfm.com. Folks, we talk about everything retirement here. We are a retirement firm. We basically do financial planning. We really give people peace of mind by covering the blind spots. We have a patented, trademarked process that we call the 360-degree retirement planning system that is designed to perfect the system of covering blind spots as you go into retirement. Because it's not just about your money. It is about risk and risk management. And that comes in the area of income, that comes with investments, that comes with taxes, comes with healthcare, comes with legacy. And you need all of those five areas. Otherwise, you just don't have it covered. It's really easy to ignore some of those. So, folks, if you haven't gotten a second opinion, you're near, within 5 years of retirement, or you just retired, or maybe you just switched jobs, right? A lot of job changes going on. This is the time to get a second opinion. We're talking about this book, right? Prosperity in the Age of Decline. We've talked about liquidity coming out of the banking system right now. Wells Fargo, may it be a canary in the coal mine that gives us the precedence to say, hey, guess what? This is what's coming, and here comes the trouble. Now, what do we do about it ahead of time? The point being here is, folks, you got to manage risk. And in retirement, when you manage risk, you need help. You cannot do this on your own. I'm sorry, you cannot. You need a fiduciary to help you. You might have an advisor right now. It's still good. Get a second opinion. 608-212-7300. Give us a call or join us on our webinar on Tuesday. It'll be at noon. You can go to our website and register, but it's going to be talking about risk management in retirement. And yep, we'll talk about taxes. We'll talk about investment management. We'll talk about one of the areas people don't even know is coming is in healthcare through Medicare. So if you don't know about this, you need to know. So that webinar is at noon. Take about an hour, right? I'm going to say 45 minutes to an hour. I go a little long. It's supposed to be 45 minutes. I always go long.
A lot of information you've got to share, Pete.
A lot of information. I love to educate people. Sometimes I over-educate people, but our heart is to serve. And we've been very fortunate to help hundreds of families. And when I say successfully retire, I mean that they don't have to worry about a lot of these things that people have to worry about. That's because of proper planning. All right. So let's wrap up this last segment of the show. Sean, I've been using this acronym. I've said it several times before. And that's C-A-N, CAN. Right?
Yes.
How much risk can I take? And folks, that C-A-N is capacity, attitude, and need. Capacity, attitude, and need. And this is the way we need to start looking at risk, especially when we're going into retirement. Now, I'm going to set a little precedence because when it comes to how much can I take, the capacity for risk is really, have you made it, right? Are you in a situation where you could retire tomorrow and you not earn a single penny and you're okay, right? Do you have a capacity risk? Do you have a mindset that allows you for risk? There's oftentimes people will come to us and they need a higher rate of return because of their lifestyle, right? But their attitude towards risk, the second part of it, is that they're afraid of risk. But they don't want to give up their spending, and they have so much money. If somebody has $1 million and they want to spend $80,000 a year in retirement, take, say, $30,000 of that's in Social Security, so they need $50,000. That's right on that borderline of really needing too much money on a monthly basis or on an income basis for the amount of money you have. It's pretty risky. Right, so you're going to need a little higher rate of return for that person to keep up with their spending. That's how this plays out. The problem is most advisors approach risk by using three simple words rather than that acronym. Are you aggressive? Are you conservative? Are you moderate? I say, what does that mean? It means something different to every person. Every advisor is going to have a different goal, right? Okay, so what's your rate of return goal? Oh, let's say 6%. That's considered a moderate rate of return. So what are you willing to risk to get there? Well, I've never been asked that question. I ask that question to every person, but I'm told all the time, nobody else asks that question. And I will get answers that will be back like 5%, 10%, 15%. Well, folks, that's really ultra conservative, because in 2008, moderate investors lost anywhere from about 35% to around 50%. So to achieve a 6-7% rate of return, you have to be willing to at times lose 30, 40, 50%, knowing it might take 3, 4, 5 years for you even just to get back to even. Now, when you're working in working years, you can stomach that. But when you are in retirement years, now you're in preservation mode and income mode, maybe passing that money on to the kids. Well, it doesn't quite work the same way. In fact, John, this is one of those myths. And I got to tell you, if somebody listens to me that's in the industry and they're hearing this, I'll get lots of Facebook me. It's okay, right? Argue with me. It's all right. I want the argument. I want the discussion. I'll go online. I'll discuss this with people in an open debate. Because even a young person, we use this myth that if you have a lot of time on your hand, you can afford to take more risk. Time does not alleviate risk. That's a myth. The truth is good investment strategies work off more than just a rate of return. It's how do we get there? Now, some people will say, well, are you a value investor? Are you a growth investor? Are you buy and hold? Do you go to sectors? Are you a fundamental? Are you a technical? All these questions. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm a math investor. And I know no matter what segment I'm in, no matter where the market is, what the economy is doing, where we're investing around the world, I have to keep my math in place. And the first fundamental of investing by math, you have to know your risk and you have to know your path of getting there. And that path is called standard deviation. And the risk of knowing how you're getting there is called beta. And that's correlated risk versus your benchmark. Everybody has to have a benchmark. You have to have a guide, right? Road sign, a map that you follow with, whether it's the S&P 500, whether it's a 60-40 portfolio, whether it's whatever it is, everybody's got a benchmark. But for example, the S&P 500, the benchmark most people use, over the last, since 2008, has had a standard deviation of about 18%. So that means, folks, it's like riding a big roller coaster, which is a lot of fun when we go to Disneyland.
Oh, sure is.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a lot of fun with your money. Nope. But the myth is if you're young, you can do that. But the truth is, if you have standard deviation, and I use a model, and I do use an example that goes from 2000 to 2018, and the reason we do that is because Ray Dalio's portfolio from his risk parity portfolio, the rate of return actually matches up with the S&P 500, Vanguard 500 fund over that same time period of time, same frame of time, and it's 6.31. Yet Ray Dalio's portfolio, if you don't touch it and you compare the two portfolios, don't take any money out, right? Mm-hmm. You end up with about 30% more in Ray Dalio's portfolio, even though the rate of return in both portfolios is the exact same.
Interesting.
Right? And I can see on Sean's face, he's like, look, well, why?
Yeah, I'm trying.
It's because of standard deviation. Because during that time frame, the standard deviation for the S&P 500 was 17.25. Whereas Ray Dalio's was about 7. So the point is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Standard deviation says the straighter, the more in the middle you stay in that line, you don't have to. That downside deviation means you have to lose compounding. The S&P 500 lost compounding for 3 years, from 2000 to 2003. Then it also lost compounding from the end of 2007 to 2013. Took that long to make back up where it was at. Whereas when you stayed in the middle, you didn't have to spend 5 years getting back to even. You had to spend 6 months or 1 year maybe. Thereby, you had more opportunity to grow, even though the returns weren't as big, by not having to make up all of that. That's the path you took. That's Route 66, folks. Route 66 was right down the middle of the country, and it was thought of as less risky, right? We didn't have to, we're managing risk. Why? By staying in the middle. But you have to know your capacity for risk. You have to know your attitude towards risk. What if your capacity for risk and your attitude don't match up? Well, you got a problem, and you have to figure out how to merge those together. And what if those don't work together with your need? I mentioned earlier about John, right? My client John, he does not have a need for risk. There's more than $10 million there, right? No need for risk. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have an attitude for risk or a capacity for risk. So it's the merging of these together and changing our language. Folks, the risk of using the language you're used to creates a problem where you might run out of money when you're 85 years old. Risk, folks, Jaws. Don't swim towards the shark, right? Know the risk. Know the red flags. Be aware of your surroundings. Have a plan that covers all 360 degrees of your financial world. That's what will give you peace of mind. Give us a call, 608-212-7300. Go to our website, register for the webinar, ask for a second opinion, schedule an appointment, empoweredfm.com. Sean, this time has passed fast.
It is amazing how fast this show goes.
It goes, man.
You need a second hour, man.
We do. There we go. We need to do that. Folks, it's been the Empowered Retirement Radio Show in hot Madison. Enjoy the warm weather. Below zero weather will be here before you know it. Enjoy the heat. This is the Empowered Retirement Radio Show, making your retirement better.
Investment advisory services offered through BCJ Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only. It should not be considered specific investment advice, does not take into consideration your specific situation, and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and are not guaranteed, and past performance is no guarantee of future results. For specific tax advice on any strategy, consult with a qualified tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.